Eagler is done and dusted for the Regional Australia Bank Rugby Camp. Another ripping success. Numbers are down, but the quality of the camp is phenomenal considering the heat.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, numbers only just down, which is, you know, of course, you know, it was still 250+, which is good. So that's our 11th year straight of getting 250+. So, yeah, we're happy with it. Everything's good. Finished. Another one completed. Look forward to number 18.
Well, I think the great thing about it is you've not only got some quality coaches that come from St Albert's and Armidale and, you know, the New England area, but also coming from around the place as well. And good to see mate Irvine come up here and make a bit of an effort as well, because he's the bloke in charge of New South Wales Rugby, making sure we have some quality coaches.
Yes, yeah, very much so. Yeah, no, look, coaching staff has always been good to us, and no exception this year, you know, with our coaching director and Gary Walsh and our community coaches, and yeah, everything, it's gone pretty much smooth sailing, which has been awesome.
New sponsor, of course, with a new name by Perceptional Reality with Regional Australia Bank. Fantastic to see they're on board. ASICS as well, providing all the gear, and also Up and Go there from Sanitarium. They've been great. These things would be much more expensive if it wasn't for all the sponsors, wouldn't it?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, look, without the sponsors, who are pretty much all of them, bar, you know, people like Sanitarium and a couple others that just come on board in the last year or two, if we didn't have these guys, there's no way in hell the costs would be where it is. It'd be skyrocketing.
Also, a magnificent facility of UNE, and I suppose a bit of a tinge now is your brother's got a hold of the opportunity there now that he's part of the university's sports crew, that he's done a deal with the RU for this new women's seven-a-side tournament, which will be great. And also UNE is going to be part of that, so that gives a pathway for all our girls in New England, Central North, and also moving down into Newcastle if they don't want to play with Newcastle Uni.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, so it's definitely a pathway now for girls to move forward if they want to take a rugby career. And obviously the way the excellent work of the women's sevens to win the gold medal at Rio was just great. So, you know, I'm sure the girls, especially from this year's camp, are definitely going to have aspirations to move further. And that's definitely a pathway for them to move forward. And hopefully the year, you know, 2018, there might be a boys program for it as well. So, yeah, it looks really good. I mean, sevens is just becoming a massive thing now internationally, so, you know.
Is there a bit of a thought when you look moving forward there'll be more sevens training rather than just 15s, and now got this enormous dynamic that's been rammed in our throat as far as advertising during the off-season, and that's been the Brisbane tennis side footy as well. That's been part of the fabric of the game, but nobody's really taken it by the neck at an elite level and done it what the boys at Duke have done there at the Brisbane Tents.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure how the Tents concept will go. I mean, obviously, you know, for rugby league sort of things with the Auckland Nines sort of getting bigger for them, so maybe there is a path down there for the Tens. But I think the way that, I don't think it'll match probably what the Sevens, or it could be proven wrong, but I don't think it can match what the Sevens is. You know, the Sevens is just so much more open space. It's, you know, a lot of running, you know, still be some massive hits and a massive contact. Not really sure, but, you know, it could be more focus on the sevens moving forward with everything. I mean, it definitely has a lot more, as I said before, an international flavour. So, you know, there are people like, you know, obviously Johnny Porch, who came through the rugby camp. I mean, he's now a sevens player for Australia. And, you know, there's definitely can be country people that can go to this. So, you know, there's programs that there are sort of getting set up specifically through this, through Huey Karp and so forth at ARU. So, you know, everyone's definitely got a chance to go down the sevens path they want to. 15s is still going to be probably the main one because of the World Cup and all that sort of things to try and win. You know, us the Wallabies just have to win some more silverware really, and the Bledisloe's probably, don't know if we class that as more important than the World Cup, but I reckon if we won the Bledisloe and that, and hopefully the World Cup after that, would be great.
Of course, also you've got a small business on the go there, Armidale Sports Power, providing opportunities for everybody to go and get their gear. Of course, if you want a piece of that, you can go and buy your pre-season or your footy gear for this year. Give them a call on 67-724569. That's 67-724569. How's things going in retail? You sponsor everything that's on the go, and Dave will most probably hit you up for a sponsorship for this seven-a-side
team. Yeah, no, shop's going great. It's always busy. You know, coming into footy season soon, it'll definitely pick up. I mean, it's one of our busiest times of the year. And, yeah, in regards to the UNE Lions side of things for the sevens, it's something that we'll definitely look forward to and hopefully we'll be able to support.
Well, mate, you and your brother have done a fantastic, job again with the Regional Australia Bank National Rugby Camps, and UNE facility has once again been outstanding, and we just need to see more of these, as we say, being spread around the place. It's just there's only two of you, which might not be such a bad thing.
Yeah, definitely look forward to 2018.
Again, we'll get in early. You can go through the website there, nationalrugbycamps.com.au.